Hoagland Scott there at 98Q Country. Coach's Showtime. We got Coach Precor from Phillips will join us. Coach Hoagland, the Phillips volleyball coach, will join us at about 9:30. We got Coach Tony Morgan of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man co-op team. Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
A victory for the Screaming Eagles and a homecoming victory, too. So a lot of struggles this year so far, but a lot of joy on Friday night. That was fun, huh?
Yeah, it was good to get a win. Felt like football, getting darker earlier, a little bit of rain and mist, and yeah. Then homecoming brought the crowds. And so overall, a good night for us and a fun atmosphere for all the Screaming Eagles.
Yeah, and it sounds like your team did enough to win the game, but it sounds like had a few things in there that you'd like to clean up, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, overall, I think we dominated the game. I think I've mentioned before, you know, big plays kind of have plagued us, and so we ended up letting up a long pass. But besides that, I mean, you know, when the varsity was in there defensively, we really, you know, shut them down. Offensive side, you know, putting up 26 points, you know, four different touchdowns, but we had some struggle in short yarded situations. Third down wasn't great. We were 1-4 on our two-point conversions. Had a couple of turnovers, giveaways, and missed some opportunities for some takeaways. Corbin Phelps did have an interception. So I told the guys, hey, really happy to win, but I think we can play better. And we need to play better to keep the momentum going and to, you know, get a culture of winning, not just just celebrate one win.
Sure. And defensively, I mean, we talked about this earlier in the year where your defense showed signs they really weren't getting pushed around, dominated a lot. There were a lot of big plays, and I think you saw that this game here where your defensive line really did take care of business, right?
Yeah, we made some changes. We've had some injuries, and so move a senior like Jerry Miguel, who had been kind of at a linebacker position, move him to defensive end, and he was able to make some plays. Greg Morgan, who was second team all-conference defensive player last year, he had his biggest game with multiple sacks and tackle for losses. Nolan Niehoff really getting a good push up front. And I think Nolan might have drew like four holding calls and a face mask penalty. I mean, they were doing everything they could to stop him. So now the D-line really got after it. A.J. Morgan and Dalton Schmidt at the linebacker position were kind of cleaning everything up. And then our secondary really... early, we had a couple of, like, broken plays where it looked like there was going to be a sack, and all of a sudden the ball came out. But beyond that, it really was, you know, one really good throw and a one-handed catch that led to a touchdown. But, you know, defensively, I think we held them to, like, 100 yards passing, and half of it came in one play. I think they were 51 yards rushing on, like, 30-plus attempts, 31 attempts. So we're talking, you know, 1.4 yards per carry. So defensively, we did everything that we need to do there. 1-12 on third down, 0-1 on fourth down. I mean, defensively, we really, really held our own. So it was a good, great defensive effort. Always fun. You know, I'm that old school, run the ball, play defense. But we also do have some athletes and special skills. So we threw the ball a little bit. A.J. Morgan with 87 yards receiving. Corbin Phelps with 35 yards receiving, and Dalton had 37 yards receiving and a touchdown. But we still ran the ball because that's what I like to do probably the most. And we were just shy of 300 yards rushing, and Hudson Hilgard had a nice long 72-yard touchdown run. Nice. And so nice. It was fun. Able to put in some points, move the ball, and yeah.
Yeah. And are you requesting homecoming again this week with that win last week?
I'll take the homecoming crowd, and that's about it. I think I had to transport the homecoming king to school today, and he had his crown. And I said, "Is homecoming not over?" He's like, "No, I guess there's pictures." I'm like, "This is homecoming won't end." We did the pep rally the Friday before homecoming. We got homecoming pictures today. It's the homecoming that won't end.
Yeah, well, great week, great way to wrap up the week with the victory. And now we've got Winter. We're going to go over to Winter and take on the Winter Birchwood co-op team. They put up a pretty good battle against the Northwood Solon Springs team. So this appears to be a pretty good matchup here.
Yeah, we're now in the heart of our conference schedule, and so that's kind of been our call. We've got our first conference win. You know, so we're sitting here tied for, I guess, tied for second. You know, Phillips and Northwoods are both 2-0, and us and Washburn are 1-1. Within the conference, and we have the tiebreaker over them. So You know, we need to stack some conference wins, and if crazy things happen elsewhere, then you know you put yourself in a position to try to be conference champs or co-champs within the conference. So always a conference game is one of those things that you got to get excited for. I know I haven't got the chance anytime we've played Winter Birchwood in my time here. It's always been at home, so be exciting to kind of go over there, get on the road. I love playing at home, but there's something I like about those road games too, where it feels like a business trip. You know, hey, we got business to go take care of, and
you're invading someone else's territory. Yeah, you're there to take care of business,
the,
right?
The primal aspect of it.
Yeah,
you know, invade and take over your city. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. 7 o'clock Friday night, we'll have the game for you right here. Did we come out to the game healthy on Friday, or how are we looking there?
Yep. Haven't really had many issues. We had a couple kids that had some respiratory things going along, but pretty healthy. You know, missed a couple guys in practice yesterday due to sickness, but pretty much no physical things coming out. We got a kid who's still working his way back in a protocol, and we're hopeful that this week might be the week that he's back.
All right. A couple of road games here, and then the season winds down later on the 13th and the 20th with a couple of home games.
Yep.
So put that on your calendar. Football fans, October 13th and October 20th, a couple of big home games that could have a lot of conference implications there.
Yeah, that last game will be our conference final, and depending on how things go in Phillips on Friday night, that could have a big conference implication. And of course, you know, we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but you know, there we are in the running for some things conference wise and then the 20th there, our last home game, that'll be our parent night and senior night, just a way to kind of cap off the season there. So on the road to Winter this weekend, and then Mellon in October, which means a very early start. I just checked because you were asking it. Actually, a 3:45 start on that because they don't have lights up there. So sun is going down early, and they want to make sure that they have light for us to be able to play in.
All right. That's a week from Friday. This Friday, we're at Winter, normal start time of 7 o'clock. They'll crank on the lights over there in Winter. We'll be all ready for some Friday night football over there in Winter.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach, congrats on the win to you and the gang, and we'll see you Friday night, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank
you. Coach Morgan, coach of the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man co-op team. Winners on Friday night over Washburn. We'll talk a little Phillips football next.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump preparing for a road trip. He'll be traveling to Detroit tomorrow, where he'll meet with some of the striking auto workers. He's skipping the second Republican presidential primary debate in order to visit the Motor City. Ahead of the trip, the Trump campaign has been running radio ads in Michigan and Ohio, applauding the auto workers and assuring them that he's always had their back. After the Trump visit was scheduled, the White House announced that President Biden would be visiting Michigan, and his visit will come later today.
UAW workers in Bellevue, Michigan.
We are UAW!
Walked off the job Friday as part of the strike expansion against GM and Stellantis, formerly Fiat Chrysler, but not Ford because the company met some union demands. President Biden visits Michigan Tuesday, tweeting to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the UAW as they fight for a fair share of the value they helped create. Also in Michigan Wednesday, former President Trump, the front runner for the Republican nomination, he'll be giving a speech to auto workers instead of taking part in the GOP debate. I'm Julie Walker.
And about that GOP debate, there will be seven candidates on the stage. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, not one of them, having failed to meet the stricter criteria for participation in debate number two. The clock continues to tick away with a partial government shutdown just 5 days off. And still, there's no deal on a stopgap spending bill to maintain the government's business as usual. A House vote expected later in the day today on a package of funding bills. The Senate, meanwhile, has started working on its own bipartisan government funding plan. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been in the red so far. Right now, the Dow down 165 points. The NASDAQ is off 130. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Two powerful explosions have ripped through buildings in central Sweden, injuring at least three people. Last night, there was a blast in suburban Stockholm. And this morning, an explosion some 110 miles away heavily damaged a three-story building. It's not known if the explosions are connected, but Swedish radio says that one of them is connected to an ongoing feud between criminal gangs, which is a growing problem in Sweden. The captain of a river cruise boat that collided with another vessel in Hungary's capital in 2019, killing at least 27 mostly South Korean tourists, has been found guilty of negligence and sentenced to 5 years in prison. A judge says the negligence of the Ukrainian captain caused the collision. The tourist boat was hit from behind. It sank in the Danube River within a matter of seconds. Before the sentencing, the defendant called it a horrible tragedy, adding that the deaths of so many people kept him awake at night. News and analysis, townhall.com. Former NASCAR driver Austin Terrio's entering a different kind of race.
The Republican wants to challenge Democratic U.S. Representative Jared Golden in Maine and announced that he's entering the Republican primary in what's expected to be one of the country's most competitive 2024 House races. The 29-year-old freshman state lawmaker says he will confront issues like inflation, illegal border crossings, and dying small towns. He joins fellow GOP hopefuls Robert Cross, a mortgage broker, and Michael Sobolewski, a fellow freshman in the legislature. John Scott reporting.
Two key votes remain before the five-month strike by TV and movie screenwriters is over. One of those votes will come today when the leadership of the Writers Guild of America passes judgment on the tentative contract. After that will come a vote from the writers themselves, who have yet to learn details of the proposal. The writers' vote could come later today, but that's still not known. More on these stories, townhall.com.
All right, let's talk a little Phillips Sports. We're going to get Coach Hoagland on to talk volleyball at about 9:30. But as we do each week at this time, Coach Steve Precor joining us from the Phillips Lager football camp. Steve, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. We had a nice win Friday night as you traveled up to Mellon. Nice to see Mellon's numbers up a little bit, enough to keep that program going up there. So always nice to see that a local program like that flourish. But you were able to go up there and get the win. Give us an overview of the game, if you could.
Yeah, so it's definitely nice to see that their numbers are climbing. And I mean, they had two seniors. So that means they got a great group of young kids coming in. The game started out, we, you know, offensively moved the ball right away. I think we got on the board with three quick scores and kind of put Mellon in the hole a little bit. And it allowed us to try a couple new things and get a lot of kids playing. So we had an opportunity to have 12 different players rush the football. So anytime you have that opportunity, it's fun and everybody gets to learn.
You see the kids' eyes light up a little bit when you call the play. They know they're going to get the ball.
Yes. That's awesome.
All right, so a good night for you offensively and a good night for you to get a lot of players in because, as you know, you've been able to get some JV games in, but that playing time is valuable to get those young guys in there, right?
It certainly is. I mean, you look at our program right now, we had 10 seniors last year, and they all started, and if it wasn't for games like this and the opportunities that our younger players got to get in and play on a Friday night, we wouldn't necessarily be in the same situation we are today, you know, with a bunch of kids who weren't starters last year. So all of the experience that they can get in front of a crowd and kudos to Mellon. Their fans were loud when good things happen. So it's great opportunity because the younger kids don't get to spend a lot of time with me at practice. And, you know, they're doing their thing at the junior varsity level. So it's good for me to see it, good for them to do what we do on a Friday night.
All right. All right, nice win for you. Nice, a big matchup coming up this week with Northwood Solon Springs. A couple of the team could be a conference decider, right? Possibly. I know you got a ways to go, but this is a big game.
This is a big game right now. I mean, we're the two teams that are in, you know, leading the pack, and they come in, you know, having won a couple games, and they've played a tough early season schedule. So they've come battle tested already, and they have a really good quarterback who I think has accounted for like 1,900 yards either passing or rushing. So he's going to be a handful, but I think our boys are ready for the test.
All right. We come out healthy out of Friday night. How are we looking there, Coach?
We did have one injury, a broken wrist, but he played yesterday. So
he, tough kid.
Yeah, tough as nails, got a hard casted and clubbed up and played. So right now we're pretty healthy. The flu bug or whatever we had that went through school is hopefully behind us, and we should be at full strength for a homecoming night.
Yeah, nice to have that sun setting a little earlier. Makes for a little cooler games on Friday night, doesn't it?
It does. I love starting a football game when the lights are on and it's already dark. So it's that's exciting. Plus, at home, we get the sun is right down your face when you're headed, you know, into the sun on the one direction. So it's good that it's late. It's everybody's amped up. It's homecoming. It's going to be loud. People get there. It's a great atmosphere for a good football game.
Yeah, homecoming week. Coach Morgan had to wade through that last week. He got the win. I was telling him he should probably maybe negotiate to have some more homecoming activities. Shawamigan played pretty well, but it can be distracting, but it is a fun, memorable week for the kids, right?
It sure is. I love that they get excited for it and they participate in all the fun things that they have going on. It is a nightmare as a coach, but I love that the school spirit and things that they have going on and that our kids want to take part in it, which is fantastic. And this year it sounds like there's a dunk tank before the game with some coaches and the principal and some things that the booster club's doing, so you can get out early and get somebody wet on a nice cool evening.
Yeah, our Friday night homecoming. All right, now the important piece of business here, Coach, because you're a lot better coach than I am. I got 6 days left in our fantasy baseball season. I'm down by 4 points. Any strategy you can give me fantasy baseball wise as a good coach?
It's Roto. Who's playing well right now?
Well, I'm loaded up on starting pitching. I'm going for the strikeouts and the wins, baby. That's what I need right now. I don't need anybody giving up 8 earned runs in 3 innings. I tell you that much.
I like it.
All right, Coach. Congrats on the win. We look forward to following you again Friday night. Going to be a fun night at Logger Camp. Everybody get down there. Northwood Solon Springs coming in. Big conference implications. So thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks, Joel. Have a good day.
You bet. Steve Precor, head coach of the Logger football team. They're setting themselves up for another conference, a championship possibly, if they can get this one Friday night. Northwood Solon Springs, we'll have it for you right here Friday night, 7 o'clock. Actually, I believe that game is over on 103.1 Jack FM and 980 AM because Shawamigan is on the road, so we'll have that game right here on Friday night. Weather update brought to you by Hanson HVAC. Heating and cooling are your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for mostly cloudy skies. Still can't rule out a slight chance for a spotty light shower or sprinkle with highs into the upper 60s. We'll have our winds out of the east at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 53. Cloudy but staying dry on Wednesday, mid-60s. Thursday, partial sunshine up to 67. And for your Friday, partly sunny and a bit milder with highs back up to 72. Still looking to stay dry for your Saturday, a milder high of 77. And for Sunday, in the upper 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 58 degrees.
Brand new country.
Station.
Q Country.
Russell Dickerson there. God Gave Me a Girl at 9:27. We'll talk a little Phillips volleyball. Coach Hoagland will join us in just a moment as Tuesday mornings, 9 o'clock, we feature our area coaches. Did a little football there. We'll archive those interviews we did with the coaches. We'll have them archived at 98qcountry.com under the archive tab shortly after we're done with all of the stuff here. Tomorrow, Reality Radio, some good local stuff tomorrow morning. Reality Radio, Thursday, we got Packer football. If you haven't made arrangements already, you're not going to be able to get the games on regular TV unless you're in the Milwaukee or Green Bay TV markets. Everybody else, it's going to be Amazon Prime, which if you're not technologically savvy, it basically means you have to watch it on the computer or watch it on your TV through the Amazon Prime app and have an Amazon Prime membership. And all of what I just said there probably means nothing to you. If you're confused, call somebody. Call me. I'll help you out. call a local establishment. It might be a good time to go down to your local watering hole. And if they have the game on, and go down and watch it there and hang out with some people. So just want to warn you, we'll have the game for free right here. Five o'clock pregame, 7:15 the kick. The Lions, the Packers, Thursday night football from Lambeau Field.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Hey, man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because, let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting your thermometer because accuracy matters. Exergen thermometers are fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate for medical and home use. Find Exergen thermometers at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Dreaming of soaking away the winter blues in a new hot tub? Leisure City's Hot Tub Truckload event starts September 28th with special financing to make that dream possible. Order now to give yourself the gift of relaxation and tranquility. That's Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North, on U.S. Highway 51 North in Woodruff, or visit online at leisurecityhottub.com.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
All right, let's talk a little Phillips volleyball. We've got head coach Colin Hoagland with us to chat about that. Colin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you doing today?
Good. I thought you retired from your real job. I thought you'd have all kinds of time to just be running around and doing this and coming in studio and bringing donuts, but you're staying busy, I guess, huh?
Yeah, jack of all trades, master of none. So I'm working at Cranberry Marsh right now. So.
All right. Well, good day to be outside working. Good day. All right. Let's talk about your squad. You're really having a nice season so far. You've had some really strong wins against some good teams, and you got to be really pleased with the way your girls are playing right now, Coach.
Yeah, this group of girls has been amazing. We've been through some injuries, you know, over the past couple of years, and this group of seniors, and we got our record up to 22 wins and 3 losses, and we're undefeated in conference play. With a win tonight, we would clinch at least a share of the conference title, which would be 3 out of the last 4 years. So, yeah, things are going very well.
Yeah, talk about some of your senior leadership there and some of the girls who have went through some of those struggles who are really having a good year there, some of your leaders, if you could.
Well, to start out with, we have Casey Egebrett, who this year she's multitasking. She's passing on serve receive. She sets on 4 rotations. She hits on 2 rotations. Last year, she went through a couple injuries, missed quite a bit of our season. Ended up missing the entire softball season. Wasn't able to go full out until late August, and she has really come around to be a great team leader. Allie Williams missed all of last season with an injury to her shoulder, and she plays all the way around right now. She's our right side hitter, so our backup setter. And she's, again, really building confidence with every match. Brooke Eckert went through a foot injury last year, and, you know, she stepped up. She's an all-around player, outside hitter, one of our top offensive players. She's doing an awesome job. Last year, Hallie Lehman had to step into the lineup due to those injuries, and she's secured her starting position last year and continues to play a huge part. And Ileana Winter also went through an injury and some surgery through the spring and summer, was cleared to play in early July, and she's been outstanding outside hitter for us and from the service line also. So those are our 5 seniors, and they might have been overshadowed the last few years with some of the outstanding players we had, but they have stepped up, and I always say the seniors will lead, and this group is leading, and they're exceeding a lot of people's expectations.
Yeah. Well, you have had success for several years. How many years have you been coaching volleyball now, Coach?
So someone asked me that the other day, and I coached in Hayward from 94 through 2001, and I started up in Phillips in 2008.
All right.
I told my niece I'd coach her team for 2 years, and lo and behold, still coaching now.
15 years later. What do you attribute? You've had a lot of success. What do you attribute the success of this Logger program too, because it's no doubt that you have been a big part of why this program has succeeded. What are some of your methods of madness there, Coach?
Well, I always say our practice is organized chaos, and I think you can talk to the players that we've had over the years. You have to have random contact in practice because there's no other sport. You take 6 players, you put them in a 900 square foot area, and they have to have a ball bounce off their body. And so it's like there's structure, but yet there's a lot of random contacts in our practice. You know, we've had great people working with the program over the years, and the commitment from the players and the parents. I mean, because it's not just the fall season anymore. I mean, we have girls who play club volleyball. We have the middle school fall season. We have middle school spring season. And then a lot of things going on in the summer also. So it really comes down to your girls getting those contacts on the balls and the dedication of those players.
Yeah. And it's got to help, too, at least recently in the past few years. A lot of times when you have the success you do as a program coach, you have to travel sometimes to find that real good competition. You don't have to go far, just down the road, Southern Price County. Coach Murphy down there, he's got a powerhouse going down there too, and it's got to be nice to have that good competition right here.
Oh, yeah. Over the years, Mike Murphy and I, we've worked together, you know, to get our programs better. And it does happen where if you always get more charged up to beat your friends than your enemies, really. So, and we were able to knock Prentice off when they were ranked number 1 in state in Division 4, and then we played them again Saturday in our home tournament. It was tied 1 game apiece, the 3rd tiebreaker game to 15. We were down 14-11. We came back and won that tiebreaker set 22-20, and the volleys were unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, just some great contests. So tonight, what's the contest tonight? Give a promo on that if you could.
Okay, so tonight we play the Abbotsford Falcons. They come in at 18-7. They're in the power rankings on Max Prep. They're ranked 22nd in out of 118 teams in Division III. They have one loss in the conference, which was to Athens. And with a win, we could secure at least a tie for the conference title tonight. So there's a lot on the line. It's homecoming week in Phillips. The girls, they're goofy, but they're very charged up for this contest. And the fan support has been probably unmatched from years past. I mean, there are a lot of people coming to our games, and I think it all kind of filters down. Of course, success is good, but if you've watched the national volleyball, the matches where Nebraska had 92,000 people at an outdoor meet, Wisconsin set a record at Pfizer Forum playing Marquette with over 17,000 fans at the game, and it's just trickling through, and we've got a lot of kids in the program and a lot of support. So
yeah, it's really grown. I think maybe it's the best non-contact contact sport there is, right? Because I mean, there's not physical contact, but there's a lot of contact, and that ball's moving pretty good. It's really a sight to see, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we were talking about that last night, and I have a former player who goes to UW-Madison, and she's at the games, and she just happened to have some face digs when she was in high school, like yeah, more than expected. So every time there's something on TV, and I get a hold of Jensen, and I say, oh, you should have patented that move, because it's like the Badger defensive specialist Gucci took one to the face against Florida a couple of weeks ago, and it was, I mean, and she got up and kept playing. It was pretty impressive. So
yeah, and
so plus, there's some contact.
Yeah, and regionally here, the success of the Wisconsin Badger women's volleyball program has really fueled the excitement for volleyball, I think, in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, and Kelly Sheffield at Wisconsin. Actually, my niece is the head coach at UW-Eau Claire, who was a national champion 2 years ago. And actually, Kelly Sheffield reached out to her, congratulated her on that Division III title at UW-Eau Claire. And, you know, he's been in clinics working with her also. So Kelly Sheffield's been a big deal for Wisconsin and helping out the program, and their recruiting is incredible also. So
yeah, a lot of good positive things going on. All right, big game tonight, 7 o'clock varsity time, is that right?
That's correct. We've got the middle school has parents night tonight against Prentice, and that's 4:30, 5:30. Our JV's at 5:30, and then the varsity is senior night to honor our five seniors, and that's at 7 p.m. tonight.
Very good. Coach, we appreciate all you do for the kids. Keep it rolling. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Sounds good, Joel. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. Colin Hoagland, head coach of the Logger Girls volleyball team. Yeah, them and Prentice, there's some powerhouse teams in our area. If you want to see a good one tonight, Abbotsford's pretty good too. 7 o'clock tonight at Logger Camp as a part of homecoming.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shop route and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Mark your calendars for Shoreview Cabins Fall Colors Open House Friday, September 29th from noon till 6 with ribbon cutting by the Chamber of Commerce at 4 p.m. Come tour our beautiful modern Northwoodsy Furnace Cabins and our spacious main house, both all with the modern conveniences of smart TVs, Wi-Fi, and gas grills. Get away from it all with your own private deck, fish off your own private pier, and enjoy a beautiful view of Long Lake. Yet have it all with the golf course, Elk Lake Park, Main Street Shopping and Dining, and Boat Landing all within a 3-mile radius. Please book your Fall Color stays now at shoreviewcabins.com. And be sure to come for our Fall Color Open House Cabin Tours and Ribbon Cutting on Friday, September 29th at Shoreview Cabins, your year-round relaxation destination. Conveniently located on Darrell Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, or at shoreviewcabins.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 69 today under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 53 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 65. Upper 60s Thursday, turning warmer on Friday with highs in the low 70s. Looking ahead to the weekend, 77. Saturday, 77. Sunday, and 75 on Monday. Another look at the short range. High of 69 today. Lows level off around 53 tonight. High of 65 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country.
It's great.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, this town's been telling me I've done some things I never did. Yeah, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation, and I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truce. Yeah,
every breakup, all the lie was the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. In the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truth. If you keep telling lies about me, well, I won't tell the truth about you.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is or what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand?
Ah,
through the Nurnhardt. Gordon like a dirt road, Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part. We didn't have a towel, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that sundress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Connor Smith and Creek Will Rise at 98Q. We'll get those coaches' interviews with Coach Hoagland, Coach Morgan, Coach Precor all posted to our 98QCountry.com webpage. If you want to listen back, get a little in-depth info on the Screaming Eagles, on the Loggers, there you go. It'll be right there, 98QCountry.com in the next half hour or so. I hope your Tuesday is fantastic. Brewer's going to clinch that division tonight with a win or a Cubs loss. One of those two is going to happen. We'll have Brewer baseball for you later this afternoon, right around, what do you got, 5:40 or so, I believe, 6. It's not like I should know. I mean, really, come on, hang on. Got a lot of stuff going on here. We've got 6:40 first pitch, Brewers and Cardinals. We'll see you tomorrow morning for Reality Radio, our Title Town Report. Little Packer info in just a moment.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope. Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood Shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some main discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467. And we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau,
Here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are back to work today after an off day yesterday. A quick turnaround for the green and gold, ready to face the Lions on Thursday night at Lambeau Field. To nobody's surprise, Rashawn Gary given a game ball in the locker room after the 18-17 win over the Saints on Sunday. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry was there to celebrate with him and said it was special.
To truly sit here and witness what he's gone through, just to watch what he's done week one, week two, and then to see that, it was really, really cool. You could see how much it means to that kid. You talk about all in. It's really neat.
Gary's played 57 snaps in the first three games, including 23 yesterday. He has 3.5 sacks in those 57. One must wonder what Gary would do if he played 57 in a game.
He's doing great, you know, and we absolutely knew when the season started that he was going to be on a pitch count, and